Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 27th of June 2017, and this is, I think, the 609th Mole Out Loud podcast. It's late afternoon. It suddenly got dark. When I say late afternoon, it's about 4:30. And I guess the sun's gone down, or going down. Gone down, I think. It's just kind of getting dusky. And it has been the most exquisite day. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to enjoy it, go out in it. It was quite frosty this morning, and yes, very, very crisp and beautiful, the kind of day that clears your head. So at least, although I've been having to stay at home or be close by, I have really enjoyed how I feel today. I'm rather hoping that tomorrow might be similar and I'll be able to go up onto Knocklofty. The reason I couldn't go up today was a nice one. It was the last of Sarah Selecki's writing practice sessions today. And they've been fabulous. They've been a really, really lovely thing to do. So I don't begrudge it at all, but I missed a lot of the day and a lot of the outside day. And this afternoon, I've had to get this thing submitted and sent off, which I'm glad to say I've done. I did that at the cafe earlier this afternoon. And it's quite a busy day, really. I've got the writers group, the writing cave coming here tonight. So I do need to do a bit of clearing up. I had forgotten that would clash with my Hexenschuss group. I'd just not kind of quite realised that it was the last Tuesday of the month when we all meet online from our various countries, from more countries than we used to be. Now we have to coordinate three very different time zones, and really there seems to be only one point that we can meet, and that requires our Canadian Hexenschuss member to be talking to us at 6 a.m. So I feel a bit bad about that, but I'm hoping to catch the end of it so that at least I can say hello and touch base. I'm really looking forward to having the writer's cave here. I think I'm really wanting to get back into a scene again, and so that'll give me an opportunity to start doing that. It's a very, very writerly week. Apart from today, Sunday, my In the Flesh writing group is on Thursday. Did I say that? Our meeting. So it'd be really great to get something written to send to them tonight, but I think that's far too ambitious. So we'll see how far I go, or where I go with it, in fact. I'm not going to be harsh with myself. I'm about to go and get the washing from the line, because given that it's dusk, I don't want it to actually freeze up, so I shall take you outside and we'll see where we go from here. It's in the winter. I just do the washing whenever the day looks as if it might get it dry, so sometimes there's a lot and sometimes there's not very much at all, but the days are a bit short to have any guaranteed dryness. So I've got this wonderful washing line. It it has two poles, and so I can hoik it up, and it's very, very satisfying when you're hanging the washing out to hoik it up. I don't think my socks are quite dry. It's so hard to tell when it's cold, whether things are wet or just cold. A few weeks ago, I was telling you about the person who used to come and help me not coming anymore. And I got into quite a good habit of putting everything away when I brought it in from the line, but I didn't do it last time. So I'm going to... I'm not going to be able to do it now because I haven't got enough time to prepare the house and eat something before 6 o'clock when the Hexenschuss... Not the Hexenschuss, the cave. I'm getting quite confused. The cave arrives. So I shall have to, I must do it tomorrow. It is so much better to just do it straight away. And I don't want to find my standards slipping already after my good resolve. There, the pegs are there. I'll just get his trousers off. I think my socks must have been dry because my jeans are. Oh, it is. It's really quite chilly out here. The leaves on my oak tree are still on the tree, but they're very kind of crisp brown. It doesn't seem to lose its leaves until spring, actually. It sprouts late and... drops its leaves late, but so it's looking a bit dead there at the end of the garden. Never mind. I shall just re-hoik the line up so that I don't garrot myself when I go out and have breakfast on my stoop tomorrow. And I shall just see how I can lift this and talk to you at the same time. Done it. Not sure how I'm going to open the door though, we'll see. Close the back door, the back door, which is a sort of screen door. And now close the inside back door, which is a sort of glassed in thing. Lock it, and I must remember that it's rubbish night tonight. Okay, so I'm just going to dump that in the bedroom, as I said I shouldn't, and close the door. I think it was Sarah Paretsky who said that her mode of house cleaning was to close all the doors. So I quite like that as an idea. At least that's the first thing to do, is to close off all the areas that might be disgraceful and... what's the next thing? Oh, I guess the other thing one can do in the winter when it's dark is turn almost all the lights off. I'm not really going to do that. And actually, the person who's coming tonight is not going to be worried about it. And maybe there'll be two others, but maybe not. So, I think that's my washing in. I'm so tempted to have a cup of tea, but maybe that's a bit naughty. Yes, I am going to have a cup of tea. I'm going to make myself a pot of tea now. I'm going to have half an hour off, and then I'm going to go hell for leather. That's what I'm going to do today. How's your day been? I do hope that you've found something that you've felt engaged with, and that you've been able to run off with it. Or maybe you've managed to do something that was really needed to be done and has been hanging over you. It is amazing how much energy these things take that aren't quite done. Well, yes, I'm sorry. Well, yes, I'm going to go and boil my kettle, and I'm going to enjoy the evening, and I hope you do too. Thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.